This is the Travel Tuesday, and like any Travel Tuesday, we discuss things that, well, places that you can visit that are easily accessible, and our particular focus today is spots for you and your mother to visit this Mother's Day. And I'm not alone in the studio. I've got an incredible guest. I haven't seen her in such a long time. She's an independent travel blogger, and her blog is The Roaming Giraffe. Di Brown is in studio with me. Di, welcome to Two Oceans.
Hi there, and so good to see you again, Odella. It's been way too long.
Definitely. Now, Di, it's Mother's Day on the 12th of May. And, you know, we want to give our listeners a little bit of insight on what they can do with their moms that are, you know, in and around South Africa. And you took an incredible road trip down towards Montague, Paarl, and Stellies. And I hear that this route, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but CNN's voted, named this travel route one of the best road trip destinations, apparently. I don't know how true that is, but I mean, if it's worth it, if CNN can write something about this, then I think that it's definitely something worth talking about. So you, tell us about the trip, you know.
Well, I think CNN have definitely got very good taste. Route 62 is incredible. I can't believe it's so undiscovered still, because it just taps into all those little towns that have each got something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I went along with Cape Country Roots, and their little motto is, so they're all owner run,
mm-hmm.
With a very big owner involvement, which gives them their kind of hallmark thing, which is character, charm, and romance.
Okay.
And we found that in droves in the couple of days that we were on this amazing route. So Mother's Day stuff, yeah, you'd have to be about my age if you wanted to take your mom back to the times that she remembered at the Montague Country Hotel. They are Art Deco.
Okay.
So we are celebrating probably the first batch of women that stood up and said, hey, we're people.
Yeah.
You know, these are the flappers, the women from the roaring 20s that had those amazing styles and the whole Great Gatsby vibe going. And the Montague Country Hotel taps right into that. It blew my mind.
Really?
Add to that Cadillacs from the 1960s.
Beautiful.
From American Dream Cars. The one was called a Deserter. The other one escapes my mind, but I'm sure some car boys will know the names of them. But these cars are big. They are beautiful. The inside is like a work of art.
Amazing.
They positively purr. And what we did when we got to the Montague Country Hotel, once we checked in, and we all had Art Deco rooms, which was just, it's so like retro. They've really got the retro vibe going incredibly well there. And we all dressed up in Great Gatsby style. And that was, I'm a jeans girl all the way. It's anybody who knows me. So I was a little bit out of my comfort zone. But once I dressed up, a friend of mine had a dress that was her granny. So it was the real deal from 1920s. And I put this on, and I'm telling you, we were rocking attitude.
Like, you transported back into the
1920s. Yeah, like furs. I know they're very uncool now, but this was, like, it really was from probably 1910 or something.
Amazing.
And the long beads and the fancy headgear, and everybody in our group had made a big effort. We dressed up, and then PJ Besson, who's the owner / manager / person who just adores this hotel and everything about it, he was our driver for the evening. And we piled into these two cars, all looking absolutely glam and feeling like $1 million, and we drove up to the top of Montague, where you look out over all these exquisite mountains, and you wonder, how on earth did people ever discover this town? Because it's just surrounded by mountains. It's stunning. Sunset, champagne, these two stunning cars. We were draping ourselves all over them and having great fun and just rocking the whole attitude that goes with that vibe.
Mm.
And then we went back to the hotel for an incredible meal, where the chef was basically allowed to show off for us for the night.
Amazing.
I'm not a foodie. I generally sit next to somebody that can decipher the menu for me, because all these fancy new terms, but I do love to eat. And I'm telling you, I think we went through about 8 courses, so like a taster of all the chef's favorite, and it was phenomenal.
Mm.
So yeah, it's about 180 km from Cape Town, but you know what, if your mom's great, and most moms are,
yes,
make the effort, take a drive, leave early on the morning, and there's some incredible places to stop along the way. We stopped at Van Leeuwen, which is in Robertson, which is about 1.5 hours out of town maximum, it's a nice drive, it's pretty. And they do really, really, really good wines. I'm not a wine foodie either, but I have to tell you, the there were seven of us in the group, and about four of them were serious foodie kind of people that know about wine, and they were just pretty much in raptures for our entire visit. Like, they were oohing and aahing and tasting and sipping and just generally having a blast. So Montague for a Sunday lunch, mm-hmm. I think would absolutely be well worth the effort. And you can do some little stops along the way. Van Leeuwen also have a nice, they've got a restaurant, really, really nice tasting room and beautiful gardens full of trees, indigenous stuff. The bright red cannas are out when you drive through Robertson. It's just, so as you're driving along, you just, they are bright red and they are in your face. And then you've got these like hazy mountains in the background. Mm. It is past pretty. So you'll probably have to stop for at least 100 photos on the
Amazing.
Way.
Amazing.
So you might have to leave on Saturday to get there by Sunday for lunchtime. The other thing I really loved about Van Leeuwen, which is also kind of a hallmark again of the Cape Country roots, they've all got this something a little different. There's nothing generic or plastic about any of the places we went
nice.
To. And they've got trees all over the estate. But every tree's got a story. They were all planted by the owners to commemorate different things. And not just like, you know, oh, our youngest child was born and then 20 years later he graduated.
Mm.
They planted one when we got our new democracy.
That is beautiful.
I love that. They planted one when the estate did really well and got an award. They planted one when somebody died.
Mm.
So you can actually do a tour of the garden.
That is incredible.
And hear the story from each tree. And I just love that concept that every tree has a story.
Yes.
I mean, we should all be doing that. We should all be planting trees for anything. It's such a living reminder of something good that or memorable that happened. So I really enjoyed that.
Amazing. And a person can do this over, would you advise them to do it over 3 days, over 5 days? I mean, what's the best way to do this so that you don't squash, you know, you don't fill everything up on, you know, the first 3 days, whereas you can actually stretch it out and actually just get a sense of the place. So what would you advise?
Absolutely. If you've got, when traveling anywhere, I would say, if you've got the 5 days, use them.
Mm.
Because you do want to go and chill, you want to relax. Montague's got a lot of walks, so you know, if you've got like that gym bunny boyfriend or whatever, it's world famous for rock climbing, so they can go and climb up rocks and hang off ledges and things all day and, you know, be big strong men. But there's walks, there's flat ones. Flat walks are my favorite because I don't really like hills. I use my camera as a decoy, so when I'm like going and I just Take can't pictures. anymore, I just go, look at that view. Or if there's no view, then I'll find a tiny flower or an interesting rock or something. But it's worth the effort. So we did two hikes while we were in Montague.
Mm-hmm.
The first one went like literally straight up a mountain to a beacon which shows the highest point, and I'm like, seriously? But it was worth the slog. The views from up there were phenomenal.
Amazing.
As you know, Montague, when you drive into Montague, you actually come through a little archway that's been cut into the rock. So it's probably only a couple of meters long. It's not like a hectic tunnel, but it's a pretty impressive way to enter a town through this little rock. So when we climbed up to that beacon, you looked one way and you just saw this little archway and this winding road following the river into town, and the other side, the whole town is just laid out in front of you, so you can actually see the little grid pattern of the streets, you can see the river, you can see the horse paddocks, the cultivated areas, and then just mountains everywhere you look. So I come back to my, it boggles my mind how if anybody ever got there to build anything there. And then, of course, Montague is also very well known for the warm baths, where the water that comes out of that hot spring comes out at 26 degrees, which is kind of like bath water temperature. You know, it's the right way to swim in winter. But from the back there, it's the Kessie River runs right through Montague. It's kind of like the lifeblood of the town.
Mm.
And there's a beautiful walk that you can walk back into town from there. It's about 3.5 km maybe max. But it's really pretty. You've got these towering mountains on either side of you, and then all these reeds and rushes, and then this little river. And they very kindly have put little... you cross the river quite a few times.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a gently flowing little stream, except when it floods. So you cross the river. They've placed sandbags where you can walk across, or little stepping stones, and it really is beautiful. And we did it at first light. So 7 o'clock in the morning, we started walking, and the sun's just coming up. The birds are waking up. It's just... It's like you don't get a better chill pull than that. You really don't. So all that outdoor stuff, there's a lot of that to do in Montague. But if you're into retail shopping, mm-hmm. you could probably spend an entire day going from one little, I don't know what you would call them, it's just an owner-run shop with things and stuff,
yes.
like a girl cave.
It sounds like, you know, you get a bit of everything in terms of, if you love nature, you get that. If you love just keeping it chilled, then you get that too. And, you know, there's a variety. If you love your wine, you've got that as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And there are one or two wine estates in the area. They're also, it's the home to Montague Dried Fruit. We've all seen the stores.
Yes. The orange with the orange.
Yep. Yes. You know that one where yeah, you can go one. In and you think, I'll just buy a few things and like a few hundred rand later. It's all that good healthy stuff. And they've actually even got the factory shop there from Montague Dried Fruit and Nuts, whatever they're called. We didn't get a chance to, we were too busy eating, drinking, supping, tasting, walking, hiking. But and the other thing is, small towns, you also got to tap into what's going on within the local community.
Mm.
When we were there, they were having a thing called Art in the Nature Garden, which I absolutely loved, and mm-hmm. it was local artists displaying whatever kind of art they produced in like a little mini Kirstenbosch. So you've got stained glass windows hanging from a tree and then an easel with a painting of Fynbos, but it's placed on a path that has just got Fynbos all around it.
Wow.
It was phenomenal. And that's in the little Montague, I think they call it the Montague Nature Park or Nature Garden,
mm-hmm.
at the back end of town. So it kind of ends on the slope of the mountain. But then in town, you've got pubs and restaurants and art galleries, stunning art. Mm-hmm. A lot of creative people out that way. And you've got the wine estates. And in the greater area, like driving back towards Bonnievale, towards Robertson, I mean, there's a whole massive wine route there. So mm-hmm. whatever kind of wine you like, you're going to find it there. Montague, 5 days, because there's a lot of places you can travel to from there that are only going to take you half an hour. But really, it is pretty. The weather was nice and just temperate, and that Art Deco Hotel is, it's a must for lunch. But, you know, if you really like your mom, take them in and stay over. Mm. Like, seriously.
And what would you say to someone who, you know, the idea of traveling sounds nice, but, you know, I'm too lazy to drive that far out, you know, what's the one thing you would advise him to do in terms of that, like getting out of their comfort zone? How do you encourage someone who knows that traveling is fun but really doesn't really want to put it into practice?
I think a lot of people, the whole planning, or they'll look at the accommodation and go, like, you're paying a lot of money just to sleep. So I think first of all is to write down, what do you really, really, really love doing? And it's never going to be the accommodation, unless it's something really unique like the Montague Country Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to be the accommodation that's going to drive you to a place. It's going to be the activity. So decide what kind of things you want to do. So if you want to go on an epic wine tasting thing, you're going to have to drive.
Yeah.
But make a list of the things that are going to motivate you to get there. And I promise you, once you've done it once, then that thing of going, no, I don't want to, will go away.
Mm.
Because it literally is a case of just save up. And it's easier to save for something where you know what you're going to be doing than to save for something that's just like a vague, I want to travel.
Mm.
But when you go, I want to travel to this particular wine estate because they do chocolate and wine pairings that are to die for, and then I want to see this, and I want to photograph that, and I want to hike that. You're far more motivated, and it can literally be a case of just cancel out a couple of nights out on the town and skip one or two meals in fancy restaurants, and you've got the money for the trip.
Mm.
And, you know, then if you pile two of your buddies in your car, your petrol costs are split completely. And now you're having an experience that is like a couple of levels up from your day-to-day stuff.
Mm.
And then probably you'll get bitten by the bug and be like the rest of us.
And
that just
never want to stop.
The only thing I want to spend my money on is traveling, you know.
I love that. And speaking about wine, there is so much that side. I mean, we often walk through the aisles and these different alcohol shops and there's different wine brands there. And in Montague, the Four Cousins wine brand is also that side, I believe.
Yes, now they are connected to Van Leeuwen.
Mm-hmm.
And they seem to me, not being too much of a wine lover myself, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll drink it and I do like doing tastings because I like to eat. but they seem to be a really fun-loving, easy drinking kind of brand,
mm-hmm.
and they've got a purpose-built building in Robertson now as you drive into town, and it is stunning. It's this massive kind of 3-story height glass, all I can say is beauty. It's a beautiful piece of architecture. light and airy with a little dining room, and they do the Butt beer, which is a craft beer. Mm-hmm. They do all the Four Cousins wines. They do whiskey and gin tasting. So very much tapping into all the artisanal stuff in the area, mm-hmm. which is... So there really is something for you. And it's not going to break the bank. It's kind of, you know, just general regular person prices, mm-hmm. but you're getting something a bit different. And Robertson is even easier to get to from Cape Town than Montague is.
Mm-hmm.
It's... I think I've done it in like an hour and 20 minutes, which is an easy drive. And you go through the tunnel, which is all very nice and pretty.
Yeah.
And once you're in that Robertson Valley, there is just endless wine estates to explore. Some of them you can even do wine tasting from a boat.
What?
So, you know, like, that is something worth saving for.
Yes.
And there are places there that you can stay that are not going to break the bank. There are festivals there that are worth going to where you can camp and you pay X amount for an entire weekend. So... Mm. Yeah, don't underestimate Route 62. There's a lot going on there. There really is.
And I mean, you also stayed at the Cascade Country Manor?
Yes, that one kind of blew me away. So we arrived and it is beautiful. It's a modern kind of long, low building. The setting is spectacular. It's got these Drakenstein Mountains, I think they're called, behind it. And it's quiet and it's peaceful and it's set up on the slope. So you've got views for days. And this rolling lawns that go down to this exquisite pool, which I had to photograph. But the big wow came when we were told we were having lunch there and just to walk down these olive groves. And that looks really, really pretty. So there's just olive groves, like olive trees for days. But as we turned the corner to go down the olive groves, they'd set a long table in the pathway between the olive trees.
Oh, my word.
And oh, my word, it was... Even me, who's like, you know, not into all that, the table was exquisite and it was breads and olives and wines and juice and champagne and all those lecker things in life, you know. And we literally had a feast there. And then I was going, okay, this is kind of mind blowing. This is really, and Paarl really is up the road. There's no excuse not to go to Paarl. It's like literally half an hour from town. You don't even have to go over a mountain to get there. But then the big wow came when they took our coffee orders and they said, okay, just kind of hang ten, walk that way a bit further, the coffee's coming. We walked about 200 meters down this thing and it opens up into, they've got their own waterfall. I mean, that blew my mind.
That is like, incredible.
I am a complete water addict. Sea, ocean, rivers, whatever. Yeah. But to have a waterfall, oh my word, then I went, oh, like, duh, that's why they're called Cascades, hello. Bit of a blonde moment. But, yeah, and what they've done is they've got, like, AstroTurf, so they've got this little area where there's, and hammocks and chairs that are facing the waterfall, and there's an old ruin there, and you can get married there. I mean, what a venue. That, for me, was probably a huge wow. So everybody else was, like, snoozing on hammocks and, like, letting the lunch settle. I had to try and climb the waterfall, and the rocks were quite slippery, and I didn't fall. But there's a lot to explore there. I mean, I would imagine on that estate as well, when you're not eating and drinking and just generally living like a queen, there's a whole lot of walking and stuff you can do, and just the mountains and everything. It's very good for us to be in nature, I believe.
Yes.
You know, when you're all stressed, like, you can go to gym or whatever, but you can actually, if you just go and walk on a beach or go and sit on the slopes of the mountain, you can do stuff that it's free to do. And those vibes just kind of make you chill.
And I mean, now for Mother's Day coming up, I think it'll be perfect for just a de-stressing kind of holiday, you know?
Absolutely.
Because we're always on our phones, and just to be in nature would be incredible.
Exactly, like a little detox. And the other thing is, okay, so Cascades and Montague Country Manor both do brilliant meals.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go for lunch, but they both have spas as well.
Lovely.
So, you know, maybe you want to give mom a massage or just a manicure, something like a little bit of a pamper, and that just takes your Mother's Day gift to like next level, and you score brownie points for the next for the rest of the year with mom. But I mean, moms are worth it, right? I'm
definitely
a mom,
we are worth it.
So yeah, so that was Paarl. I mean, that Cascades to me was really, really special. And then if you're into all like the healthy stuff, we went to a place also in Paarl called De Leefboom, and they specialize in all these really fancy and very completely organic juices. They've got water on the property that is also mineral water, very, very healthy. But they do, we arrived there, it was really hot, and the lady came out with these beetroot juices and mango and other fruit juices, and you just kind of feel like you're drinking a massive dose of goodness. I don't know. And it's refreshing. We went and sat down. We also had some lunch there. And also, it was just, it was perfect. Because after eating really fancy, fancy food for a couple of days, to get somewhere, and there was just, there was a quiche and a summer salad. And these lovely juices. But then this, the ladies in the smoothie bar, they are really creative and quite passionate about what they do. They kept coming out with more and more juices and smoothies for us to try in these little glasses. But, oh my word, there was a chocolate and date one that was, we were almost fighting over them because they would bring out more than they were. And strawberries. And so that, it's called The Well. That would be a really nice place to go to also for a lunch. Mm-hmm. It's, they've got indoor-outdoor options. Very, very pretty. It's kind of in the top of town, so you're not going driving out into the middle of nowhere. And a very nice ethos going on there. They do a lot of stuff for their staff. They've got a creche. They're really believing big time in the whole fusion of tourism and community development.
Amazing.
And I like that a lot. That's important.
Yes. And then a little bit closer to Cape Town, you were also in Stellies for a bit.
Yes, Stellies. Hey, that Stellies is completely unique. Stellenbosch was awesome. So there as well, after being in the country, coming into Stellenbosch is a little bit like coming back into town, where it's like, because there's a vibe and there's a hustle and you've got all these beautiful, beautiful old buildings and all these young, bright faces with all the students jawling around. And we stayed in a place called Eendracht, which is one of the old, old buildings in Stellenbosch. But it's on quite a busy road. So you've got cyclists zooming up and down in cars, and we arrived at kind of peak hour traffic. And you walk in, and it's like you just close the door on all the noise and the hustle and the bustle, which was awesome because you're a little bit tired and you need to, you know. And it's just, they've just done a revamp with a local lady who has done the most stunning job. So it's all like stylish and wallpaper and just the color tones she's chosen, and then the beautiful old furniture that you're almost scared to touch in case you'll mess it up. But no, it's all very functional, but a beautiful space. Two stories, tiny little courtyard with a pool, just but it, like, somehow the plants and everything that, and so that wall of the pool looks, is right onto the road, but it just blocks out the noise. You feel like you've stepped into this little haven where you can just regroup and
sounds incredible.
Recharge, and but you open the door and you're like back in the world, and you literally a 2-minute walk away from shops and galleries and restaurants, and there's a whole like a coffee culture vibe going on there. Every second place has got chairs outside, so it's very much bringing your entertainment right into the hustle of life. I mean, I love the vibe going on there. And then acorn leaves everywhere, which is just, so the one guy was telling us that, you know, people that studied at Stellenbosch are called Marties.
Okay.
And he says, but you're not a real Marty if you've never had an acorn fall on your head. Which I'd never heard that before. I quite liked that idea. There was some other part about kissing a girl on a bench, but we didn't
go into that one.
No, we don't want any oversharing going on there. But the acorn thing is, I mean, because they're just oak trees, and some of the oak trees are hundreds of years old. And they, although they're not indigenous, they are absolutely beautiful. And so the history and everything. And so then we actually explored Stellenbosch in a rather unusual way, on bicycles, but not just regular bikes. Well, there were 5 or 6 regular bikes, but there were 2 e-bikes.
Love it. I mean, e-bikes, you don't really have to do much work.
No,
with e-bikes, right?
You like pedal and then the bike does the rest. So long as you keep pedaling, which requires absolutely minimum, like no effort, you just keep going and you're overtaking everybody else.
I take it you were on an e-bike.
I did have a chance on the e-bike. We did have to share. So we all had to really activate that good side of ourselves to get off it. And the other lady in our group who was also more closer to my age, we just played the age card. We're like, we need the e-bikes on the hills. And I'm telling you, it is the way to go. So you it can't really get away from you for people that are a little bit nervous that they think they're on like the equivalent of a little scooter. The minute you stop pedaling, then nothing's
there's
happening.
No movement.
And it's got brakes like a regular bike, and they're not really much heavier than a regular bike. So those blew me away. We got those from the adventure shop. And the Rainer from there, he took us on a guided tour. So you stop at different places. And what amused me quite a lot was we did 2 wine tastings on bicycles.
Oh, my word.
And that was quite special. So, yeah, I e-biked up to Stark Conde on the hill, which was lovely. And wow, just go there. That's another place for a Mother's Day. So they've got a stunning restaurant with the view is honestly, it'll blow your mind. You've got the Helderberg Mountains high, but like right there.
Mm.
And then just all the autumn colors. So the red, and then a beautiful big lake. Sadly, when we were there, they've got a wooden building that you walk to on a walkway over the lake that sits in the middle, and that's where you do the tastings.
Mm.
But they were busy just doing a quick upgrade there. They were sanding and they're adding on another, but because obviously it's so popular, they need to be able to accommodate more people.
Yeah.
But that was exquisite. But the view from there is like you just look around and you just immediately calm, even if you have just ridden a bicycle up a hill to get there. So we did a tasting there, and then from there we rode, thankfully, downhill to Lanzarote, where we did a really, really quite exceptional chocolate and wine pairing.
Mm.
And that was quite special. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
I wish my mom was in the Western Cape so that I could take on this, because it sounds exquisite.
No, it there is really, and there's no end to what you can do. And I think if you, just literally going onto the Cape Country Routes website, and just the attraction for me was their little slogan, this character, charm, and romance. You know that no matter which area you choose on Route 62, you're going to get, or on any of the Cape Country routes, you're going to get something that's just a little bit special.
Mm.
And special doesn't have to be expensive. It's just there's a personal touch. There's something that makes it a little bit different to everywhere else. So you're not just going into a hotel where their job is to give you a comfortable night's rest for the night. These places, they are your hosts.
Mm.
And I think that's where the difference lies. That's what makes it a bit magic.
I love that you said that. I mean, you know, people are normally intimidated by traveling because they think it's so expensive sometimes, but you can actually minimize costs, especially now that it's low season. And I mean, people should be traveling.
Exactly. And low season on Route 62, it's not like Cape Town weather where, you know, like this morning I got dressed in a
boot, me too,
fleece. Actually a down jacket and a scarf, and by the time I left to come here, it was like I'm practically in a t-shirt and open shoes. But the temperature there, it's pretty moderate, so you're not going to get howling winds and stuff. But even if you do, there's enough stuff to do indoors. But just the scenery is so pretty, and like you said, low season special offers.
Yes,
there's always something going on. So once again, if you know what you want to do and it's something that you aspire to, it's quite easy to save. And it's also, if you get smart, you can save a whole lot of money. And remember, while you're away, you're not at home using petrol, using electricity, using water, buying food. So, you know, it's not the total cost of what you spend when you're away. You have to offset some of that if you would have spent that money if you were at home
anyway. Yes. Wow, Di, this has been so incredible. Now, I know most of our listeners will probably want to follow all your travels and your journey in this travel industry. So how can they connect with you if they want to? Are you on the socials? Do you have a website?
I do. I'd love it if people would follow my blog. Sometimes I think only my mother reads it. that is just theroaminggiraffe.com. Twitter, I tend to make a lot of noise, but it's very travel related, and that is at DiBrown5.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you search Roaming Giraffe, I should come up. Instagram, please follow me on Instagram. please. I'm just trying to get to 3,000 followers there, and it's so hard. But I love Instagram, although it's becoming a little bit adverty these days. But I do love Instagram. And there's also, it's roaming_giraffe. You'll find me there. So, yeah, thank you.
I would definitely recommend that you follow Di on Instagram because her photography is absolutely stunning. Di, thank you so much for coming into studio and chatting to us.
It was so great to chat. Sorry I didn't give you more chance to talk. I kind of took over. I tend to do that when I talk about travel, but it was lovely
chatting to you about it.
It is a passion. Yes. So awesome, and goodbye.
Thank you so much for coming in. That was Di Brown, and Di is an independent travel blogger and photographer, and she's doing such incredible work for the South African tourism industry. And I mean, I don't know about you, but I personally feel like I want to pack my bags and travel on behalf of my mom for Mother's Day. So if you would like to connect with us on the socials at 2OVFM, as well as on Facebook and on Instagram, and let us know, what are you up to? Where are you taking your mom for Mother's Day? And will you be voting tomorrow?